Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to hour number two of the Darren Copeland Experience. This is Darren Copeland. This is my experience. 50% less fuzzy today. Big Fuzz is, he's hoping not to be indicted. He's not going to be indicted. His name came up in a bunch of WikiLeaks stuff. Big Fuzz did this. Big Fuzz sent this to, you know, the Chinese. He was only doing it for egg rolls. So, come on. He'll be back probably tomorrow. From what our lawyers say, he's not actually indicted.
He just has to be there.
He's just a person of, he's just a Sasquatch of interest.
Yeah.
So I've been laughing about this whole thing with, yeah, come on in. What are you doing? Come on in. I'm fine with it. I'm here by myself. All by myself. Oh, what day is it? I forgot it was hump day.
Guess what day it is? Anybody? Day? Anybody?
Hump day?
Anybody?
That's my favorite laugh of all time. So I get so angry at all the pundits talking about, oh my God, this series is over. This is basketball. Do people not remember last year? I mean, do we not remember last year? We were going through it. I mean, just let me remind you. Game one. Warriors at home, right? Defeat the Cavaliers. 104-89. Blowout, right? Blowout? Does that sound like a blowout to you?
Yeah, just like last game or last.
Yeah, first game like game one, yeah. Okay, game two, the Warriors defeated the Cavaliers 110-77. Does that sound like a blowout? I mean, a 33-point win?
And game two was also
a blowout, yes, I know.
A blowout.
And so all of a sudden people were like, oh my God, the Golden State Warriors, the best team ever. They won 73 games and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, this one was 132-113 was the last one.
Yeah, well, okay. Listen, blowouts, particularly in this league this year, blowouts of that caliber happen all the time.
Yes.
So game three, the Cleveland Cavaliers come back to beat Golden State in game three. Now, granted, they did it 120-90 in game three.
30 points, blowout. Yeah.
Well, right now we're in the fourth quarter here, and we're not seeing a blowout, but what we're seeing is Cleveland holding their own at home.
Yeah.
What you thought they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I hate cliches, but cliches are there for a reason. That's because those reasons are true.
It wasn't going to be a cakewalk going through Cleveland.
No. Everyone's like, oh, my God, four games. They're going to win the title in 3.5 games. They're just going to cancel that fourth game because Cleveland's going to be so upset and embarrassed by what's going on that they're never going to want to show their faces again. In fact, we could just retroactively go back to last season and give them that win, too, just because we know how great this team is. It's the hyperbole of this stuff. And this is what gets me weary, and this is what Big Fuzz hates about me. I have seen the best teams in the world not win their titles. Do you realize that in every major American sport, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, the team that has the record for the most wins in a season did not win their title? Every single sport.
That had.
And those records stand for a long time. no one's going to hit 73 wins, man. That is 73-9. The Golden State Warriors last year, basketball the only team in history to lose less than 10 games in the season.
Basketball used to be the only one with a record that
it was. It was.
Golden State blew it.
Until Golden State choked it away.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, they're in the past. Listen, the past is the past. Future results are no indicator of future performance. Did I say that right? Past performance.
Future results?
Past performance.
Can you have future results?
I suppose you could. If I had that book, like, what's his name from Back to the Future had?
Oh, the almanac?
The almanac, yes. The almanac.
Sports almanac.
Yes. The Cubs are going to win it in 2016.
All right.
And then, I mean, this is where you think you get into like some crazy stuff. Is Sports Illustrated, of all people, predicted that the Astros were going to win the World Series this year.
What?
Yeah, in 2014.
And they just like on, they the Simpsons their... predicted Donald Trump being president.
We all have ourselves to blame for that one. All of us have ourselves to blame for that one.
No, the Simpsons.
The Simpsons are the ones to blame for him. You know what? It makes me laugh. All of it just makes me laugh. Like, so I used to work in politics, and all of this, the screaming, and all of this by everybody, just makes me laugh. It's theater. All of it. It makes me laugh. Cry a little and then laugh some more. So here's the thing. So the Cavaliers right now are in the fourth quarter and the third quarter, and they're up now 7 points. Okay, and we'll monitor this throughout the game. Okay, but it's quite likely that the Cavaliers will be able to come back and win this game. And it'll be 2-1. And here's where I'm going to look into the future results. Tomorrow's results are going to be this. Oh, did the Cavaliers make this a series? How many times do you think you're going to hear that on the sports shows tomorrow?
All day tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a future result.
Okay.
Oh, is this a series? And if somehow Golden State comes back and wins, then they're going to be like, can Cleveland extend this? But see, people forget last year when things happen. And I'm hearing people screaming, oh, yes, but they haven't lost a game in the playoffs yet. Yeah, well, they don't know how to lose and rebound from a loss in the playoffs this year. We have no idea what Golden State will do if they lose because we haven't seen it this year. You're looking at me like that doesn't make sense. It totally makes sense. Is it making sense?
Yeah, but... That wasn't the reason I was making that face.
Okay. I'm always assuming that it's me. I'm always assuming that it's me, and I'm trying to make a serious point. Is that you don't know. I don't, like, Cleveland will have maybe figured out something in this game, and then they'll win game two and game four, and then it'll be 2-2. And I'm like, oh my God, can Golden State get the magic that they had back? Okay. This is what we wanted from these two teams, right? Stop trying to, you know, predict a terrible NBA Finals. Why don't you let these teams go back and forth and see who actually wins? I mean, really. Relax, people. We've been here last year. But that's kind of what everyone wants to do these days. They all want to screech. It reminds me, there's a video of a bunch of turkeys sitting in a yard, and this guy drives up to him and goes, and they all go, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen because that's kind of what it's like when you see the press covering the NBA Finals. Oh, my God. Golden State won. Oh, my God. Cleveland tied it. Oh, my God. Cleveland's winning at home. I mean, it's just stupid. Now I'm hungry for turkey.
Sounds good. Delicious.
Turkey.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.